Kelly Raspberry, the most opinionated woman in radio who needs permission from her daughter to do almost anything outside of work.
You men that want to go on a date with Kelly Raspberry, I'm watching you too.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Taryn, who just won $560 with Beat the Bank.
Yeah, Taryn.
Could have been $720, so she bailed out pretty at a decent time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play again in less than an hour.
Yep.
Beat the Bank up to $1,000. That's the maximum you could win right there. And also, love letters to Kelly.
Oh, that's right. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's coming up in about 20 minutes.
Time just speeds by, doesn't it?
I know.
It?
Kelly gives you the best love advice out there. So make sure you're there for that. And you can write us a love letter to Kelly at KidNation.com whenever you want to. But right now, it's all about you, Kid Nation.
Whatever you like.
Oh, whatever Wednesday. This is where you get to talk to us about what you've been thinking about.
Something's been bothering you that we said on the show.
Yeah.
Clear up.
Like, we've been getting a lot of these questions, Big Al Mac. You can not only call the show at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But you could also text us using that same phone number.
Uh-huh.
This one's for you, Big Al Mac.
Come on.
Whatever happened to Eskimo Assistant?
Eskimo Assistant.
Yeah, what happened to Eskimo Assistant,
Big Al? I don't know. She moved, I think. When she stopped working for me, she stopped being my assistant. So we just, you know, there was no need for us to continue talking. So I don't know where she is. I think I did hear that she moved, but I don't know where to.
Okay.
Probably somewhere very cold, seeing how she is
Alaska.
An Eskimo.
Yeah. I thought she wanted to go to California.
Maybe that's or either California or...
or some of those.
Or Iceland, one or the other.
There you go. Okay. So. You know, sometimes they move on with their lives.
Yeah, sure.
This one's cool. You guys got me out of a ticket. The cop was listening to Beat the Bank with me while standing outside my window. How cool is that?
That's great.
Saving you money while we can.
And hello, officer.
Slow it down there, buddy.
I hope he's still listening.
We have a question about Spanish words. Jennifer, welcome to Whatever Wednesday. What's your question?
JC, my question is for you. I was wondering, last year you were introduced to the Cascarones tradition.
Yeah.
Are you planning to start that tradition this year with your kids?
Yeah, we are actually. My wife's going to be painting the Cascarones with them today.
What are Cascarones? Awesome.
It's the eggs, the Easter eggs. But
you put the confetti in them and you crack them on each other's heads. That's what gets them down.
The exploding egg.
But you put them, you crack them on each other's heads. That's the fun part about it.
They explode on your head.
Yeah.
Exploding.
That's what we do.
Yeah, confetti in them.
But
and not
you always
really...
have to make them. If you buy them in the store, you can break somebody's head open with them.
Yeah, you got to make them yourself because you never know. Yeah, we're definitely going to start that, Jennifer.
Awesome.
You've been doing that with your kids?
I did it when I was a kid. My mom did it when she was a kid. We're from the border. It's a tradition we've always held, and we brought it here to Georgia with us.
Dang right.
Never heard of that. Okay.
Well, happy Easter.
I learned something.
Feliz Día de Pascua.
So you have to boil the eggs, dye them, and then carefully cut them. Well, no. You have to cut them first before you
drain them.
This is what
drain
my mom did. Yeah, my mom would cut the top off or break the top off, and then you drain it, and then that way you could use the eggs for cooking or whatever.
Okay.
And then you stuff it with the confetti or the glitter. Yeah. Don't do glitter, people.
So glitter.
Don't
egg
do glitter.
Egg full of glitter.
That is horrible.
I mean,
definitely going to glitter bomb you.
The explosions are really cool, but... Oh.
So
glitter.
You can't actually seal the egg. Oh, they put tape
paper.
On it.
Yeah, paper. You can put paper
on it. I see now. We have it on Kid TV.
They can do tape or paper. Yeah. It's really fun. And you don't really have to
spend
that much
time. Who's got to clean up that mess?
Mom.
Okay, I'm not making those.
Mom ends up cleaning it every time. This one, this is a text for you, Jenna. Can you have Jenna meet me during lunch since my girlfriend has a later lunch?
Yes.
# side piece, Jenna.
Yes.
This is from Anonymous because my girl listens to the show too.
Absolutely. She will be there.
Oh, man.
Where are we going to lunch?
Yeah, you tell us the place and time. Mm-hmm. And Jenna will be there.
I can only be side piece to one.
Oh, she's got rules.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's got standards.
I have really high standards for my side pieciness.
You're not double side piece.
No double side piece. I'm main entree for some.
Because I wanted to ask you this, because Jenna just found out she was a side piece, what, three, 4 days ago? Three days?
Yeah,
Pulling up to the stoplight. So did you tell him that you know you're the side piece?
You know?
Or do you stop talking to him?
Yeah, I told him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what
I told him.
What did he say?
I saw him.
Yeah.
Well, what did he say?
I was just giving a ride.
It's fine, trust me.
Okay.
It's fine. So, I just didn't know how serious this person was with someone else. I should put it that way.
Okay.
It's no big deal. No, but I'm not going to. I don't let them do seconds of side piece, you know? They don't get a second round.
Only one round of side piece. Okay, one
round. One and done on the side piece.
I don't get really dramatic, though. Like, I don't get mad. It's just whatever. It's done. Yeah. Life's too short. Done.
Valerie apparently met you, Kelly Raspberry, a couple years ago.
Valerie.
And she wanted to say something to you. Hi, Valerie.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
We're great. So you met the Kelly Raspberry.
Always makes me nervous.
I did.
Okay.
So let me start by saying I've been listening to the show pretty much my entire life.
Yeah.
And it's been one of the most consistent things for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
So I'm at a store and I'm shopping and I look over and there is Kelly Raspberry shopping with Emma Kelly.
Hey now.
And so to see somebody that you hear every single morning and they have no idea who you are, like you never know how this moment's going to go.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to approach her with Emma Kelly there, but I guess Emma Kelly was in the dressing room. So I did approach Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I opened my mouth to start talking, I start crying. I was just kind of overcome with the emotion of finally meeting somebody who I respect so much and who is part of my life, you know, even though they don't know me, I know them.
Kelly, what was that moment like for you?
It was very touching. See, I didn't remember it until they started crying because that doesn't really happen. Because you never know when somebody calls in like this, they'll say, Kelly Raspberry was so rude.
Yeah, we've done that in the past.
I'm still waiting. She hasn't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah, what was Kelly rude, Valerie?
Well, you know what? She stopped what she was doing. She put down the shirts and she just looked at me and started talking to me. And she gave me a hug.
Aww.
And she was the sweetest. Like, it meant so much to me that you took that moment to really stop for me. And so aww, I just really wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you. Because that could have gone another way.
Oh, definitely. How about that?
So Kelly never hit you at any point.
You can actually have a good experience with Kelly Raspberry. Only comes 5% of the time.
I'm so nervous.
Kelly's in a store.
Valerie,
talk to her.
You made Kelly cry now.
Sorry.
No, sweetie. It's fine. I was just thankful that I was thankful I was having a good day that day.
You were wonderful.
Oh,
good. Oh, man.
Well, you're very sweet. Thank you. It's nice to hear from you again.
Kelly's over here crossing her fingers saying,
I hope God,
I wasn't rude.
Please don't let me have been rude that day. You just don't, you know, I don't try to be rude, but
I know sometimes.
But see, the thing is you don't realize when you're being rude,
right? Or the faces you're making,
or somebody might come up to you and you're thinking of something else, and then they think you're rude, and I don't even realize I did it.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting here thinking, oh God, please let this have been a good thing.
I've done it before. Where I've told my, like, we walk away, and I ask my wife, I'm like, was I nice enough?
I've done that.
And my wife will be like, yeah, you were nice enough. I'm like, no,
I'll go back. We don't feel like celebrities, so when you get starstruck, I'm uncomfortable because I'm like I feel like a regular person. I just want to be like, hey,
right?
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Have a great day, Valerie. Thank you for calling and making it Kelly's day.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Kelly, good for you.
Oh, thank God.
Because
we could do that whole bit of call us when we were rude to you.
You want to?
No.
No, don't even put that out there, Kelly.
White Cheddar, when do you want to do that?
Don't even put that out there.
Okay, you don't want to
do that before?
No, yes.
And it was me and you, back and forth.
Don't even put that out there in the universe.
You guys have been here longer, so you have more time.
More opportunities.
I don't care.
To be really rude.
Especially the last month that I've been having, folks quit knowing me. I've been in a bad mood every day.
Quick question on the text. What age is it okay for kids to watch the Batman versus Superman? I'm hearing, although it's PG-13 from Ben Affleck, 10 years old is good.
10, 11, somewhere.
10, 11, here. You should be all right. That's a quick answer right there.
Okay.
Kristen has something in common with everybody on the show, and I would like to hear what that is. Kristen, welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
Hi.
Hey.
So you have something in common with everybody on the show?
I do. I'll start off with Jenna.
Okay.
I was raised in Cincinnati.
Wow.
I still go back a couple times a year. My dad's family is there, my brothers and sisters. But now I live in Hartsville, South Carolina, which is not far from Florence.
Wow. That's where my granddaddy Earl and Grandma Jean lived. On Rose Earl. Avenue.
Okay.
My husband is Mexican.
Shout out.
Yeah. So I seriously play shout out all day long in real life. And people are like, what? And then finally, Big Al, I said, I love hot wings and karaoke. So, I feel like you guys are being wrapped up in one.
Well, you can just join me anytime you want.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hot wings and karaoke on me.
We may need Kristen come and fill in for us.
Yeah, right.
Something in common with
could
all
you
of
do,
us.
Could you do the show and do all four of us?
No, I don't think so. Have a great day, Kristen. Thank you for your call. Oh, man. Where did Jenna get her microblading done? Is that the thing you did on your eyebrows?
Oh, gosh.
Is that like tattoos?
Yes, I did. I did. I got it I actually got it in Dallas at a place called Lash Max. And I always say her name wrong. It's Claria. I'm so sorry because I pronounce her name wrong all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome, but we'll see. It hurts. I'm just letting everyone know it does hurt.
Okay.
It's like a semi-permanent tattoo on your eyebrow, so you don't have to put any eyebrow makeup on. I'm still healing a little bit, but it's really the girlfriends that have done it, they love it. So
okay. Perfect.
Yeah, it's a couple $100 though, and it takes 2 hours of getting basically tattoos on your eyebrows, so it does hurt.
Got it.
Marco wants to know, JC, do you speak perfect Spanish?
Perfect.
That's my first language.
I've called him in to translate for me every once in a while.
Yeah, I can understand it perfectly, but I moved here when I was 8, so...
You don't use it every single day.
Yeah, I did when I lived with my parents, but now that I live with my wife and my kids, I wouldn't call my Spanish perfect. I'd say my Spanish...
Very good, though.
It's good enough to...
It's good enough considering you don't use it every day.
Right.
When you say certain words to your kids, do you repeat them in Spanish? Because my son, Corey, does that a lot.
Yeah. I'm kind of like Dora the Explorer for my kids, where I'm trying to teach them Spanish and English. And when I go back home to Mexico, I do regain that quite a bit, and then I come back and I lose it.
Right.
So I wouldn't say it's perfect. We'll take... Ooh, somebody has a joke for us.
Oh, love that.
You guys want to hear a joke from Jayla?
Bring it.
Yes.
Jayla, you have a joke for us?
I do. Good morning.
Good morning. Hold on. We got to get you all set up right here. All right, Jayla, you have a joke? Hold on.
And now...
That's a big setup.
Yeah, all right.
Better be good.
And now, here's Jayla.
Here's Jayla's joke.
Yeah, that's a big setup.
Yeah.
What kind of overalls does Mario wear?
What kind of
overalls... From the video game?
Oh, I think
does
I do.
Mario
yes,
wear?
The video game.
What?
Denim.
denim.
They really denim, say denim. Denim.
Yeah.
I get it.
That...
And we laughed all night.
She got her own jingle.
Thank you for that, Jayla. Because I was actually looking for it, and it disappeared on my computer, so I'm glad you did it for us. And we laughed all night. Jayla, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for your joke.
Y'all too. Thanks. Bye.
I love Whatever Wednesdays. Kelly, are you ready to give us some love advice?
Yeah, sure.
Love letters to Kelly coming up next.
Advice will probably be good. You know, she's kind of in a relationship. Not kind of. In a relationship now. So her advice really comes from a good place. You know?
Well, I mean, where did it come from before I was in one? It didn't come from a good place?
No, but sometimes a little, I think, not jaded, but.
I'm still just as jaded as I was before.
All right.
Less bitter right now.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't feel bitter. People say I'm bitter, and I don't ever feel bitter.
Right.
You're in a good place. Well, a high school member of Kid Nation needs some advice about
high school,
about prom, Kelly.
Oh, that's tough.
That's a big deal. We'll get to Love Letters to Kelly next.
Kid Nation cashes in with Beat the Bank. Win up to $1,000 twice a day every weekday morning at 6:50 and 7:50 Central. Will you be safe and stop early? Or will you push your luck and wait for the higher amounts?
Whoa.
It closed.
It's Beat the Bank.
That was shocking.
On the Kid Craddock Morning Show.